Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Have you ever prayed about something and maybe right in the middle of your praying you realize, wow, I really don't believe this can happen? I mean, if we're honest, we've all been there at times, a little like the man who came to Jesus asking him to heal his son, and he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah, I've sure been there, Robbie, and today we're going to talk about faith and prayer, and it's a challenging topic because what the Bible says about this has many layers. For example, Jesus tells the disciples in Matthew 17:20 that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, then you can move mountains. But in Matthew 8:26, he says to them, you of little faith, and it's not a compliment. In that instance, small faith isn't a good thing. And add to all of this the fact that when you're praying about something, regardless of if you have a little faith or a lot of faith, God is sovereign and he will do what he will do. So when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asks for something that he does not get. He asks that he won't go to the cross, but then he adds, not my will, but yours, Father. So it's not that Jesus didn't have enough faith in that moment. He simply recognized that God is God. The amazing thing about all of this is that Jesus was God in the flesh when he was asking this. So, I mean, you see how many layered, how complex this matter of prayer can be.
We've all struggled with that, I think. We've all faced those times when we've prayed about something and wondered, what is it? Because I don't have enough faith? Or was it because God's will? Those are tough questions.
I mean, those can be heartbreaking questions. And sometimes I think we can give up on prayer when we don't arrive at an answer because of questions like that. But I think there's another way that we can go when we are praying about big things in our lives. You know, when you're looking at that mountain, if you will. And that's really where I'd like to go today.
Yeah, you were telling me before we went on the air about a way to pray that makes this a lot easier.
Yes, and it's all about breaking things down into bite-sized pieces, you know, kind of like going at the mountain with a wheelbarrow, if you will. I wish I could say the idea originated with me, but I first learned about it from a missionary to China in the last century, Rosalind Rinker. And in her classic book, Conversing with God, she writes about this. One of the themes of that book is something that we often talk about on Encouraging Prayer, and that is being as real with God as we possibly can. Because after all, that's a big part of what prayer is, just living with God in the moment. It's all about a heart relationship with him, as we often discuss. So the question is, what does that look like when you're praying about something big, something you know you may not have enough faith for, like you were saying when we started the program? You know, as soon as the words come out of your mouth, you're kind of thinking, do I really believe that can happen?
So yeah, that makes me think of the verse in the first chapter of James where James says, when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts should not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
Yes, and those could be tough verses for us to understand because, again, God is God and his wisdom is so far beyond our own. But I believe what James is talking about there is, again, just being real with God. When we ask for something, we need to believe what we're asking for. And I believe the best way to do that is to break big requests down into bite-sized pieces and to pray about the things that you actually have faith for. For example, you may have been praying about the salvation of a loved one for years, and yet it hasn't happened. And so how do you keep going when you've been crying out for so long and you wonder if you'll ever see something happen? Those are real feelings, and I think the starting place is to just be honest about them.
He knows what's in our hearts anyhow, right? So would you say that the best place to start with something like that is to ask God really for more faith?
Absolutely, because when God gives you a gift of faith for something, you know that you know that you know it's going to happen. And he does give those gifts, but it may be about something smaller that's related to the larger thing that you're praying about. For example, In her book, Rosalind Rinker talks about a couple that was praying for their new neighbors to come to Christ. But they didn't just pray, Lord, bring them to Christ. First, they prayed that they would just meet them. And then they prayed that they'd develop a friendship. And step by step, that happened. And then they prayed about inviting them to a Bible study, and then about a get-together in their home. And after about six different steps, the neighbors did come to receive Jesus as their Savior. So the couple got very specific about the request, and little by little, they saw the larger goal that they were after answered. And each time, the smaller requests were faith-sized, what they could believe for practically in the moment.
It's not like we're trying to force ourselves into believing something that we don't have the faith for. It's walking with God through the smaller steps, one by one.
And that's the beauty of this approach, because it lets God into the moment. It helps you stay honest, stay close to Him, and just be dependent on Him. Like, for example, praying, Lord, what do you want me to pray about next with this need? I find it really helpful, and I've been trying to pray like this more.
What do you say to the person who is praying about something and they don't know what to ask, even if they prayed about it?
I'm glad you asked that, because I was thinking about that last night. There was a need I was really concerned about, and I kept thinking, how do I break this down into bite-sized, faith-sized requests? And I was so worried. I really was having trouble hearing anything from the Lord. So I did the only thing I could do, just run to Jesus. And I just prayed, Lord, I don't know what to do about this at all, so I cast this care on you. Please do what is needed. And the next morning, there was progress in that situation. And it may not be over yet, but it's on the way, well on the way now. And you might think of it this way. You know, remember the woman who reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment?
Yeah, I mean, she thought that if she could just get close to him, she'd be healed.
That's right, and she was. And that's what praying faith-sized requests is about, being as honest with God as we possibly can about our limitations and the areas where we may struggle, but not staying stuck there, you know, reaching out just a little more. Touch the hem of his garment where you can, moving ahead with him step by step, even if those are just baby steps.
And as any proud parent can tell you, a baby's first steps are a pretty big thing.
Yeah, you got that right. And I think the Lord must love it when we come to him in faith and just take the steps that we can.
Oh, I agree. Well, let's pray we can do that this week. So, Jesus, I am so grateful for this insight, and I just pray that you would help guide us to break some things down that we've been praying for over the years and what our next step would be as we journey together, and you give us the dignity of walking closer with you step by step through these things that are so important to our hearts. Lord, again, you know how it works, and so show us. Give us faith and walk with us, and as we taste more intimacy with you, Lord, may we share that with others on how we've seen this, and more people would come to faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.